evening. Welcome to the Caring Orchid Foundation, Caring Orchid Promise Talk Radio Show, brought to you and sponsored by Don Diva Enterprises in conjunction with Caring Orchid Foundation. We would like to kick off our Caring Orchid Promise with a good news, charitable organizational updates, opportunities to volunteer, and community initiatives and more. And what we're going to do is another... coaching in regards to how to de-stress and what stress does to the body. The reason why Caring Orchid takes it very much so to heart about stress is that stress is not healthy. Stress is something that is a silent killer. It can affect your body real fast, and it can take your body down a road that you don't want. And being as though you end up sometimes going to a charity that creates a level of stress. So therefore, we're going to do a quick once-over about getting hooked into de-stressing and hooking into learning your actions and your behaviorisms or mannerisms that cause you the stress and ways to de-escalate and getting hooked into de-stressing and self-care. And part of that is part of our initiative as well as healthy, mindful mind-body coachings for you all to understand that life throws things at us that we're not prepared for. There's times where we might think that, oh, you know, this is a no-brainer. I shouldn't even feel this type of way. But there's some times where life will hit us so hard, it's just like, oh my God, I can't believe this is going on. So with that, you got to think how stress affects the body. What it does is it attacks the different parts of the body. You have to think it attacks your skin, your muscles, your lungs, your liver, your blood, your sweat glands, your bladder, and your digestive tract as well. And then on top of that, it also affects your physical, your behavioral, your emotional, and your mental health. And you have to think about all of these different things because we'll go over the different parts. Like when you're stressed out, you have a tendency with the physical for muscle tension, headaches, sleep disturbance, tiredness, increased breakouts, rapid pulse, nausea, indigestion, increased sweating, flushing, and, you know, you seem to be more prone to headaches, or you can be susceptible to illness or dizziness and faintness, breathlessness, chest pain, ongoing nausea, stomach, and other issues. And with that, that's where digestion comes into play, where processes shut down. You think about, you know, excessive sweating from being under pressure all the time, your lungs and your heart being affected because of the amount of tension and the constant fight or flight, cortisol, adrenaline that flows through your body from being stressed out and being in a stressful situation. And that affects your skin and all these other different things. Then you have to think about behavioral because it affects how we eat, how we sleep. And, you know, appetite changes, compulsive eating, or even unhealthy coping mechanisms when we're going through stressful moments, you know. And then you think about the impatience, the carelessness, or, you know, making mistakes that we normally wouldn't make. Then you think about poor productivity, low energy, feeling depleted, downtrodden all the time. That affects our mental health as well and our emotional. And, you know, you have to think about increased alcoholism, cigarette use, or even illicit drugs if you're on those. Please try to stop. We have programs and things like that, referrals for you to be able to start going to get off of a list of drugs if you're doing that or if you're abusing certain things and not taking care of yourself like you're supposed to. Just tell us up front and we'll be able to work things out with you. We live in a judgment-free zone. And part of our job at Caring Orchid Foundation is to understand you and understand your needs and get them assessed. And if part of it is dealing with other things such as alcoholism, tobacco use, or illicit drug use, then let us know up front so that we can help you and best give you the resources that will get you to the next level to help self-maintain, self-care, and get yourself into a better mind, body, spirit, and also working on the things that you need to get your life back in order and back on track. So with that, think about the levels of increased absenteeism, aggression, irritability, sudden tears, or emotional breakdowns that you might have from all of that. Think about, next is the emotion part. That's where we're talking about where it goes hand in hand. You have to think about anxiety, sadness, moodiness, grumpiness, loss of sense of humor, withdrawal, feeling of isolation, or, you know, people you get around might make you feel bad because you're going through a hardship or hard times and they don't really understand that it is stressful. It causes you to get to a level of constantly being wound up, upset all the time. Then, you know, the low self-esteem that you end up having from people addressing you the wrong way or treating you a certain type of way when you're going through hardships. Remember, when someone shows you who they are, believe them. And don't try to put anything better on them than what they are and what they've showed of you. But remember, we're here to help. We're not here to judge. We're not here to sit there and tell you, you can't do this, you can't do that, and don't do this and don't do that. But what we're here to do is give you kind of foundation guidelines. Then we're trying to reduce the overwhelming feelings of panic and anxiety. And then on top of that, your thoughts and perceptions. And usually with stress comes the inability to make decisions or muddle thinking or reduce co-coordination or creativity and what you need to do to get out of there. And like we were talking about the dots, connecting the dots and, you know, understanding your life compass and where you're going in your direction. Part of it is kind of like doing that needs assessment, sitting down with a counselor and intake specialist who's going to be able to look at those different things, say to themselves, okay, this is what they need here, here, and here. Here are the resources to go here, here, and here, here. And then we'll plug you into those different things and then get you on your way to a more better mind, body, spirit, and wellness, as well as getting the things that you need to get done and your goal seeking of getting back on your feet. So part of that is to be able to reduce the becoming less vague and forgetful, but becoming more mindful and on top of things so that you can meet or exceed your expectations as to what your situation is and moving forward from there. Then it's also to reduce the negative globalization of how you're feeling in that moment, and then harnessing and understanding, hooking into that, and we'll talk about those different things because that does help you to understand that. Then helping you to reduce being oversensitive to criticism or rushed decisions or poor concentration levels or negative self-talk or fear of failure or feelings of unfairness or can't switch off from the stress mode. And part of that is being able to understand that, you know, it's a hard time. You're going through it, but you need to get hooked into the act. And what we colloquially think of is being hooked by your mind and then hooked by your thoughts. So what you need to do is get out of those thoughts and figure out where you're caught up in your thoughts and how they exert a strong influence over your actions. In what situation does your mind manage to hook you, either positive or negative? Then you also have to look at what sort of things you say in order to hook yourself, and how do you manage to unhook yourself from those stressing or stress modes and things like that. And that's where self-care comes into play. Then you have to think about, do this one little exercise with me. And that's understanding the date and time that it happens, triggering events or situation or people, or what's going on in your life at that moment that is causing the levels of stress. What did your mind say or do? And how did your behavior change? And then when you get hooked into your either positive or negative behaviors, what did those actions cost you? And then did you manage to unhook yourself? If so, how? And then start documenting these different things. And I'll have these uploaded to Caring Orchid Foundation as well, for self-help and things like that to help you to de-stress and learn different methods to do so. And then also, if you need any help, you can give us a call and be able to look into getting those things answered. We can do it together over the phones and whatnot with intake specialists who will be able to help you with all of that. And I'm going to give you the actual number to be able to call into Caring Orchid Foundation in order to get there. And the number is 833-227-3498. Make sure you give us a call and let us know exactly what you have going on, and we'll go over those documents and whatnot, and we'll be able to help you out with that in de-stress mode and being able to get to that level that you need to get at. And then if you need to fax anything, you'll fax it over to our main number line, which is 866-748-2551. And in that, what we're going to do is get you to be able to expand into expanding or opening up and making room for difficult feeling urges and sensations. Therefore, allowing yourself to flow through those moments when you're stressed, and you don't have to like or want those feelings, but you can make room for them and allow them to be there even though they are unpleasant. And then once you learn that skill, you'll learn how to be able to better to deal with it when it resurfaces, or self-care. Then you can rapidly make room for them and let that practice come into place where you put in de-stress mode or de-stress mechanisms that are healthy for you to make room for those difficult feelings and sensations, but you're also self-maintaining, self-caring yourself into a better level and depth of perception with that. Because in that, you'll be able to look at the date and the time And then you're going to also think about how long you practice that, and then the benefits and the difficulties of that when it happens. Then on top of that, what you're also going to look into is on self-care. And let's go over that. Because one of the main things with that is you're going to reduce the amount of stress on your body, like your lungs, your liver, your muscles, your blood, your organs and things like that, your digestive tract. But you're also going to know the warning signs and things like that that we went over, which was behavioral, emotional, and physical. Then you're also going to be able to say to yourself, okay, you know what? I stress too much. I need to go and figure out how to go and de-stress. I need to get into that mode of feeling like anytime I'm going through something, I can handle it. It's not that bad. So I'm going to give you some self-care tips. And with that, self-care is a personal health maintenance. It's an activity that prevents, treats diseases, and improves, restores overall health. There are many ways to engage in self-care. Think about it as an enjoyable thing for you and makes you feel good physically and mentally. Then look at it as you need to learn how to relax. But part of that is that you've got to take these tips in practicing self-care, and you've got to take them seriously. Remember to take many breaks, either day or night, by engaging in the brief activities that are calming and enjoyable. An example of this would be like, let's do this breathing exercise. You're going to breathe in. Breathe out. You're going to exhale deeply as you did, inhale deeply. Then you're going to hold that breath for a second, and then you're going to exhale. So basically sit on a carpet, mat, or if you're going to be sitting there in a chair, get yourself in a position where you're relaxed, your muscles are just completely limber, and you're just in a good zone. Put on some good music and things like that. That will help you as well to de-stress. Then think about physical activity, exercising, and things like that, because physical activity is a great way to relieve stress and boost your immune system and mood. Then also increases your physical activity, and it can reduce the negative effects of stress on your body, like we were talking about. And then try walking, you know, going to yoga, hiking, or dancing, or swimming. And if you can't afford any of those things, do something for free. Go to the local pool. Go to the free gym. Go to the YMCA. Those different things are available for you to be able to go to free if you can't afford a regular gym membership, which in most cases, sometimes when we're going through financial hardship, we're trying to reduce the amount of spend, and we're going to make sure we increase the level of finance, and so that we can reduce the stress from our finances going out the door. So that's part of the things that you can do for free. Then on top of that, go to community events that require physical fitness and doing things like that. And if you're going to go into physical fitness after a long period of time of not being physically fit, then you need to be able to make sure that you're actually going to start slowly. And even if it's a few minutes, it's a great start. Then think to yourself, practicing good sleep. Even though you're stressed, learn how to turn off or de-escalate 30 minutes before you go to sleep. Get yourself into a state or mindset of calm, or mind, body, spirit, calm. Then from there, you need to be able to go to sleep, going to bed and waking up at the same time each night and each morning. And then when at all possible, make sure your bedroom is actually cool, dark, and quiet, not hot, overheated, or causing sleep disturbance. Those are levels and depths of sleep deprivation, and that's not good and healthy for anybody. And that's a level of emotional detriment and torment that can happen to you if you don't be mindful of your surroundings, your environment, and things like that. So make sure your environment is very safe. Make sure your environment is actually giving you a cooling, calming effect and making you feel pretty good. Then on top of that, having healthy habits, eating a healthy, balanced diet within your best control that you can. Even if you have to go if you're homeless and you have to go to the dollar menu, find something on the dollar menu that's healthy that you can eat. Or go to the dollar store. They have good things at the dollar store that allow you to be able to have healthy eats and things like that, juice, milk, cereal, eggs, and things like that. Getting your four food groups or your major food groups, which is seven of them. And then, you know, having too much coffee or caffeine, sugar, things like that may make you feel restless and on edge. So practice acceptance. Accepting the things that you can change and the things that you cannot. And that is a serenity prayer. Then also think about serendipity. When you're not looking or thinking about things, it ends up happening and falling into place. So that's part of that. Many people get distressed over things they can't control and have difficulty accepting. Learn to recognize and accept things that are out of your control. And say to yourself, is there any specific step I can take right now to address this issue? If not, if it's something you can't control, then fine. If it's something that you can control, try to take small steps to solve the issue in a calm manner. If not, remind yourself there's nothing that can be done right now, and focus on another task or pleasant activity that gets you out of that mode of stress. Then, on top of that, focus on the moment. You know, it's easy to feel overwhelmed with tasks and wondering about the future, but one way to decrease worry is focusing on one day at a time, 1 minute at a time, 1 hour at a time. Then also be gentle with yourself, get organized, and then on top of that,
Remember to develop a realistic schedule of daily activities, including time for sleep, work, relationships, recreation, and use a daily to-do list or things like that, physical surroundings by cleaning your area of dwellings or wherever you're at, and avoid procrastination rather than trying to break tasks into smaller, more manageable pieces and deciding what you want to do first. Remember, it's possible to do it all, but you can't do it all at once. So remember, break your tasks down and figure out what you can do in that day and what hours you have left in that day. Then you want to get organized and learn how to deal with different things as they come as is. And then think about having quiet time, balancing your family, social, and work demands with quiet alone time and activities such as listening to relaxing music, taking a bubble bath, or if you can't afford a bubble bath, go get something that will have some smell goods right where you have, and aromatherapy. Then taking a quiet walk or writing down your thoughts. In that, try to spend time with friends, or, you know, it's a great way to reduce stress. Or if you don't have any friends, try social interaction. And with that, it's beneficial for both your physical health, your mental health, your emotional health, and your wellness. Then set aside small amounts of time so that you're able to do some reading, listening to things, going for a short walk, or, you know, add up different things that are relaxing and energize you over time. Because the main thing is getting energized and understanding that you can't handle everything all at once. Don't try to. You'll end up overwhelming yourself. You'll end up making yourself upset. And then as you practice day to day of this, you'll start getting into the habit and the mindset that I can do this, I can overcome anything. And you'll start feeling like I am somebody, I will get where I need to get at one caring act at a time, but I have to take ownership of where I'm at mentally and emotionally. And then at that point in time, you'll be able to get to that destination of, okay, I walked through the doors, I got this plan of action. Here's what I'm going to do for my mental health, my emotional health, and everything else, and here's what I'm going to do to execute all of that, and then exude the levels of positivity and mindset that I need to be on in order to make it. And part of that is also understanding that it's going to take time. It's going to take a lot of working your way to a level of repetitiveness and habit change of not being self-deprecating in your thoughts, but understanding that, you know, things do happen. You're going to go through it, and that stress can affect the body. And again, you do not want where you have ongoing tension, you know, leading to aches and pains, even in the muscles. You know, you don't want disease to develop. You don't want to have skin breakouts. You want to have your lungs, liver, and your digestion and things like that, your cholesterol, and your heart. You want all these things not being affected by you being stressed out. So being able to understand how to get into your expansion of self-care and making room for difficult feelings, urges, and sensations. You're allowing yourself to go flow through it and not struggle through it, but you're able to muddle through those different things, muddle through those thoughts, and then isolate that and then work your way with a solution. So with that being said, thank you for attending the Karen Morton Foundation, Karen Morton Palmas Talk Radio Show, brought to you and sponsored by Don Diva Enterprises. And I'd like to thank you for attending, and I'm going to take you out of here with some good music.